This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the October 12 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a case report published today. Dorsal myelopathy, secondary to epidural fibrous scar tissue, around a spinal cord stimulation electrode. A case report by Marta Quiquendes and colleagues. The authors describe a patient with delayed thoracic spinal cord compression due to fibrous scar tissue around an epidural electrode used for spinal cord stimulation, or SCS. They present the case of a 66-year-old man who had failed back surgery syndrome after several spine surgeries. Despite medical treatment, he continued to experience chronic back pain, and an SCS system was placed through a thoracic laminectomy. 1 year after placement of the device, the stimulation became ineffective, and 1 year later, the patient developed progressive paraparesis. There was no evidence of device-related complications on plain radiographs and CT scans, so the system was removed to perform MRI studies. These studies showed dorsal myelopathy secondary to fibrotic tissue around the electrode. At surgery, thick scar tissue was resected, and the patient's neurological symptoms improved. The histological examination confirmed fibrosis, and microbiological studies excluded chronic infection. Fibrosis around epidural electrodes should be considered as a possible cause of spinal stenosis and neurological deterioration in long-term follow-up in patients in whom SCS systems have been implanted. MRI studies must be performed before electrode implantation to detect a pre-existing spinal stenosis. As far as the authors are aware, this complication has never been reported before at the thoracic level. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.